Good morning. We're continuing Chayadam Klal Samach Vav, and we learned the Siman Beis, and we went through various different mitzvahs, which the Chayadam gave us a siman for the proper time to start the chinuch. So he spoke about tzitzis, and he said the proper time to start the chinuch, which is when the child is able to wear the beged properly, and can be misatib with it and wear the beged properly. How large does this beged have to be? So the shear for a beggar to be chayav in the midst of tzitzis is a shear that you can be mechasa rosh of a rubai. Now, so actually in halachas brought down that shear is not necessarily that rosh of a rubai a gadol, but a beggar that a person who's chayav in the midst of tzitzis would be large enough for him. And the shear the Shulchan Aruch says is a child at the age of 9 years old. A beggar which is large enough that a child at the age of 9 years old can cover Rosh Hashanah, that size beggar is the beggar which is chayav in the midst of tzitzis. This is in Siman Tes Zayin. So we see that the age that the Shulchan Aruch assumes that there's a chi of chinuch for tzitzis is the age of 9 years old. And for a 9 year old, this is a beggar which would be large enough to cover Rosh Hashanah. Mishmar points out that even though we do chinuch for tzitzis before that, the definition is Rosh Hashanah. We would look at the child at that age, how a beggar which is large enough that child could cover Rosh Hashanah, which means to go over his head and go over his upper torso of the body. So such a beggar would be large enough for that child to be chayav in the midst of tzitzis and be mekayim in the element of chinuch. So even though our minhag is to start chinuch before the age of 9, we assume the child can really start chinuch for tzitzis before the age of 9. The size of the beged is large enough for the child to cover Rosh Hashanah. But the Pesukim do say, once the child reaches the age of 9 years old, he should be wearing the beged, which is the size that a gadol should wear to fulfill the mitzvah. Because we're basing the whole concept of the size for a gadol based on a child of this age. So those two sizes are going to now be synonymous. So how large does that beggar have to be? The Mishnah Berurah says really the beggar should be an amah lefanav, and an amah la'acharav, and an amah wide. The Mishnah Berurah holds you do not count the area of the hole. The Chazanish says in the case where the shoulder straps, the side shoulders are larger, each one is larger than the hole, then they would count. You could count that towards the total size of the beggar. Mishnah Berurah says you should have an amal of fun of amal acharav besides the area of the hole. Then he says, but at least it should be 3/4 of an amal. So the minimal size would be 3/4 of an amal. How large is an amal? Of course, this is machlokes. We're dealing with the din rabban, and we can go with a smaller shear. So the smaller shear of an amal is 18 inches. So if you want to go with an amal by an amal, each child would be wearing tzitzis, which are 18-inch tzitzis, which the in front there's a square of 18 by 18, and the back there's a square of 18 by 18. According to Mishnah Berurah, you do not count the hole in the middle. If we want to go with the size of 3/4 of that, so that would be 13.5 inches, would be large enough that a child could wear that beggar if needed. So a smaller child, it would be difficult for him to wear a beggar of 18 by 18. He can go with a smaller shear. Now, taking it one step further, there is an Arch HaShulchan. The Arch HaShulchan says that this size beggar of Rosh Hashanah is only for the Tal HaSkodol, which is worn publicly. So since it's worn publicly, people would be embarrassed to wear a scant garment. Remember, the point is a garment that people would wear as a garment. We wear the Shem Mitzvah, but primarily it's the idea of a garment where people would wear as a garment. So the Gemara says a person has a garment which does not cover a significant part of his body, would be embarrassing to wear. Okay, so but he says then a talus cotton, which is worn under the garments. So it's not embarrassing. So even a smaller amount would be chayav. He's the only person who says this. But what's interesting is that Rabbi Yaakov Yeshaya Blau, Zichro Livracha, has a sefer in Hilchos Chinuch, Chinuch Lanar. He suggests that possibly we could be samech on the Arch HaShulchan for the purposes of chinuch. And Reb Neuber Tzatzal, the Shemir Shabbos Kehilchos, also in his Sefer on Hilchos Chinuch, suggests that possibility, following relying on the opinion of the Rosh Hashulchan for the size of the Beged for a Katan. So a so a smaller child, for sure you can rely on that, before the age of 9 years old. Once a child reaches the age of 9 years old, we have a Chiyuv Chinuch, the Rabbanan. So it's an argument. So if it's going to be difficult, it's something to rely on, but preferably a person should not rely on this argument and should get a Beged, which is an amah by an amah, or at least three quarters of an amah by three quarters of an amah. Have a good day.